Welcome to day five. We made it. We're on day five of the five-day challenge. Woo-hoo! And I am so happy that we've been playing together so powerfully, that we've been really allowing ourselves to move in a whole new dimension of being, of noticing, of playing, of dancing, of honoring the little ones inside of us, getting to meet our soul. It's been kind of fun. And I've been hearing from literally hundreds and hundreds of you how this has really made a difference. You're actually starting to feel better, or at least getting the concept of how you might move forward in the realm of feeling better. And that just makes me plain happy. You know, this is a co-creation, and you've been bringing your hopes and desires and wants and needs to this program, and you've been using whatever shows up that isn't in alignment with those wants and needs. Whatever shows up that isn't in alignment with those wants and needs, you've now been using it. You've now been noticing that, what if all of it is love showing up for me, nudging me to an expansion that perhaps can't be possible without the current circumstances that are telling us, wake up. And you've been noticing it and wondering about it and moving into a place of willingness. You've been noticing how you've often focused on your story, on what's wrong, on the story of what's wrong. And that's understandable. And there's nothing wrong with that. And this is not about suppressing or repressing anymore. This is about noticing where we put our attention, noticing what our intentions are and how they're creating a pull, a beckoning that is saying you must release this old belief, these old patterns, these old coping mechanisms in order to achieve, to move into, to bring to fruition what it is that you've been seeking, that you've been praying for. And you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. And I probably don't know some of you well enough to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's your guides are nudging me to say, I'm really proud of you. I'm genuinely proud of you being willing to play and dance in these new ideas and these new possibilities. I'm really proud of you. Now, there is something that's going to be happening tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing the physical healing today. But before I dive into some of the content about that, I do want to share something that's really, really special to me and will hopefully be special to you. Now, when I created the 5-Day Feel Better Challenge, I knew that there was going to be some of you that wanted to continue on, and that found something here that you could stand upon, a platform of new confidence and strength that you could stand upon, that would have you say, gee, I don't want this to end. And so I've created something for you that allows you to keep going. So it's called the Feel Better Mastery. And if you go to feelbettermastery.com, you can check it out. It starts on March the 20th. It starts on Tuesday for those of you who are watching this much later. It's waiting for you. It's probably already recorded for some of you. So, and what's so cool is you could finish today. For those who are listening to the recording, you could finish today and go dive right into it. For those of you who are live, we're going to go for 5 weeks. It's every Tuesday and Thursday for 5 weeks. And this is taking what we've done here and moving into the advanced version of it. So you've got a beautiful baseline here. And we're going to take the content that we've done here in the 5-Day Challenge and the Feel Better Blueprint and take it to a whole nother level. We're going to take it to the advanced, to the quantum. And so I'm so excited about it because what happens is once we get these concepts, there's some playing and dancing with it. It's like we're doing research right now in a way. And the Feel Better Mastery is a way to take it and the research and apply it to your life every day. There's going to be exercises. I'm going to be doing this very special thing called an attunement. It's the Feel Better Attunement that's going to happen. I'm going to do that on the very first day. So on day one of the Feel Better Mastery, there is 10 workshops, and then we're going to do what I call a heal-a-thon at the end, which is about 3 or 4 hours where we gather together, and I work with almost everyone one-on-one, so you get almost like a one-on-one session in a group. So that's 10 90-minute sessions, 75 to 90-minute sessions, and then a 3 or 4 hour session right at the end to kind of put a cherry on top of that beautiful Sunday of transformation. So if you're interested in that, and thank you, by the way, for letting me share about that here. It means a lot that you're saying, Jen, thank you for the 5-day challenge that's been free. Thank you for providing that for me. And thank you, you're saying to me, yes, I do want to hear what your gift is, what your thing is, what you're producing next. So I thank you for letting me share this piece of my heart. My gosh, I'm going to get emotional. It's very, very powerful, this program, and I'm so excited to invite you into it. It is the culmination of all of my work, of all of my dance of healing, and I can't wait to share it with you. So it's on the page. It's on the Listening Salon. It's at the top and at the bottom. There's two boxes that share a little bit more about it. If you click that, it'll take you to a page where you can learn more, and then you can also register on that page. Okay? So thank you for letting me share that. It means a lot to me that you're saying, yes, I want to hear more about what you're up to, Jen. And I am so excited for those of you who feel this is a calling, because this is meant to be. There is no question that I created this for you. There's no question that when I dreamed of this, when I went into my meditations and I asked you, what is it that you want? You said, Jen, please create this program so that I can take the Feel Better Challenge into the mastery, into the quantum. Okay, so feelbettermastery.com, or if you want, you can just type in the comments mastery, and I'll send you a private message with more information about it. Or if you're in the Listening Salon, you can click on the little purple button that says that you want to learn more about the mastery course. Okay, thank you for letting me share that. All right, so we're going to dive in now to physical healing. Whew. We're going to do a spontaneous transformation around physical healing. And by the way, just as an aside, for the Feel Better Mastery course, all the concepts that we've been playing with in the Feel Better Challenge, we're going to take them, oh my gosh, to a much, much more refined, more advanced level. So we're going into the advanced version of these things. So we're going to be in an advanced version of the relationship, an advanced version of prosperity. We'll probably spend at least 2 classes on prosperity. We're going to do an advanced version of the physical. There's some really cool things, STT, spontaneous transformation technique, ways, modalities, formulas that I do for physical healing, one of which you're going to be experiencing today. So all of it, all that we've done, we're going to go way, way deeper with it, okay? Thank you for the hearts as I share this. Feel Better Mastery! Okay, physical healing. All right, so now consider this, that a lot of what's happening in our life is based on the repressed emotions and the coping mechanisms that we've created to protect ourselves from those emotions, and the patterns that were created from that, and the beliefs that show up that fuel our mind, and our mind is the manifestation. Okay? There it all is in a nutshell. That's the whole week in a nutshell. Now, if that's true, then the same process is happening for the physical. Now, the interesting thing, this is a belief, I'm not sure if it's still true, but it feels like there's something to it, which is there's a step down that happens into the physical. So there's the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical. And so what that means is that when we're stepping out, the physical is the last to get it. They're the last to get the memo. They're the last person on the cart with the mail. So the physical, it crystallizes a little bit more deeply, right? So if that's true, that means that the physical can sometimes take a little bit longer. Now, again, all that I just said are beliefs, and they might not necessarily be true. Now, for some of you who registered, you may have seen that quote from Rosemary in the UK. And she did spontaneous transformations 3 times in 1 day on this weeping radiation wound that she'd had for weeks. She'd been seeing a doctor for it, and it wasn't necessarily getting better. Slowly getting better. So she did spontaneous transformation with technique with it 3 times in 1 day, and it was gone the next day. Gone. 12 hours later, it was gone. Her friend was amazed. Even her doctor was kind of shocked. So there is definitely an opportunity for miracles, for grace to show up with the physical, for sure. Now, with an injury or wound, it's more of in an acute state, which means it just happened. Okay? So for something that's been chronic for a long time, it might take more than one spontaneous transformation session or more than 1 day. All of this stuff, as you're starting to see, is a practice. This is a daily practice. But again, what I just said, it might take longer, is totally a belief. If we throw a meaning at that and say, well, Jen said it's going to take a long time, you know, it defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So there can be grace, there can be miracles happen with this. In fact, I've already heard from a couple of people who have said their chronic pain from years has gone. I had one of my clients who had migraines almost every day. She went 185 days without a migraine, without a headache. Now, we all also have these weaknesses, these areas of genetic weakness, these areas of emotional weakness, these areas of injury that become a weakness. And part of the reason they're a weakness is because we focus our attention on it a lot, that it's still there. Now, I have a weakness of my left knee. Is the left knee still a weakness? At the moment, it is. And it's going to be until it's not. I have a weakness in my lungs. I have asthma. And, you know, there are some people that say, oh, my God, you can't be a healer unless you're perfect. No, that has nothing to do with anything. Every single one of us is on this amazing journey. And the physical upset is a part of the journey. The circumstances of our life are just energies of love nudging us to an expansion. Will my knee be completely whole and pure someday? Maybe. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. It's one of those areas where when it tweaks, I pay attention and say, ooh, there's a message here for me. And I go to the Neural Pathway Gym. So one more notion about this is we are not here to get rid of. We are not even here to cure. We are here to honor what is, to love what is, to use it and go to the Neural Pathway Gym. We're here to use it to go back and honor those little ones that had those experiences that created these moments so that we could survive. Now, when I was 21, just a couple of years out of my challenging childhood, that's when I injured my knee. It was actually 14 at the first one. The second one was 21. And so those two moments created this beautiful and awful opportunity that I've been playing with for the rest of my life. And again, will my knee ever be whole? Maybe. It'll be what it is until it isn't. Our life will be what it is until it isn't. Our beautiful soul knows exactly what it's doing and is supporting us on this amazing journey. Now, when we look at physical disease, what we're really looking at is oftentimes emotional content that didn't get expressed, which is what the spontaneous transformation technique is about. So we're going to do right now a spontaneous transformation technique around physical upset and dis-ease, okay? Now, what we're going to do is, and I want to say this up front, that when we do STT, we usually do it on an emotion, okay? So that means I want you to think about the physical upset right now, the illness, the disease, the maybe scary diagnosis. And then I want you to feel the emotion behind it. And then we're going to bring, these are the steps of the spontaneous transformation, we're going to bring our attention as the observer into that area of our physical body. We're going to notice the little one that is there, and then we're going to allow that little one to express the repressed emotion, the emotion that got held in the walnut. Now, the walnuts, of course, are the unexpressed emotion that got held at a moment of trauma, and then a hard coating was put around it to protect us from that emotion that could harm us because it's so unexpressed. Hopefully that makes sense. So we want to crack open the walnut today of that. All right? So that's what we're going to be doing. So I want you to notice, though, that the place in your body, the third step there, the place that we're going to in your body, may not be where the physical upset is. Okay? So I want you to be open to, you're going to go to the place where the emotion is held, not necessarily where the physical upset is. It might be the physical upset, but it might not be. Okay? So you ready? Let's do the spontaneous transformation technique right now on physical illness. Ooh, this is going to be a good one. I can feel it. So just bring your attention into this very moment and notice the moment. Notice this moment of time. Notice you in the moment. That's it. And breathe and pretend that right now that you can really embrace the observer. That's it. That you are the observer of your life. It's as if you're sitting in the audience watching the movie of your life versus being in the movie. That's it. And just feel that. And feel that as you move into the observer, you might feel that you move into the still point. The still point of the moment. Lovely. And now we're going to do what's called a still point breath. And it's a little weird, but it's designed, like most things I'm doing here, to detour around the mind and access the core, or the still point in this case. Okay, so here's how it goes. I don't want you to do it until I describe it completely. So it starts with a very deep breath in. Don't do it yet. And then as you, at the very top of the breath, you're going to hold without holding your breath. I know that sounds weird. And if your mind is freaking out about it, let it. It's okay, because that's kind of what this is about. And what it does is that drops you straight into the still point, okay? So don't do it yet. Again, I'm going to describe it one more time. You're going to take a very deep breath, and at the top of the breath, you're going to hold without holding your breath. Again, you are not holding your breath. Okay? You're going to hold, but not hold your breath. I know that's a little weird, but let's give it a try, shall we? Here we go. We're going to take a nice deep breath. And hold without holding your breath. There we go. And that puts us straight into the still point. We're going to do that one more time. Deep breath in. Hold without holding your breath. There we go. And that puts us right into the still point. So be that observer noticing the still point, noticing how just a moment ago you may have expressed yourself, noticing L without labeling it, just noticing this moment. That's it. That's it. And now, from this place of stillness, we've got this clarity. You might notice that. There's this clarity here. So from this place of stillness, I want you to notice, just tap into that disease, illness, injury, whatever it is. Maybe it was a recent diagnosis. Just tap into it. From the state of observer, okay? And I want you, as you're tapping into it, I want you to notice, what is the emotion that is triggered up from this? What is the emotion behind it? What is the underlying emotion around this physical upset? So just notice that. Notice what the emotion is. That's it. Good. That's it. So I'm going to share with you what mine is. I'm working on my lungs. My lungs have been, I had a really hard time since the fires here in California. It's been about 6 months of chronic bronchitis and asthma. So as I tap into my lungs from the observer perspective and I see and I say, what's the emotion underlying it? And I got two words. I got injustice and grief. And then when you get the underlying emotion, most people go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So just allow it and be the observer and not dive into those emotions, but notice them. Ah, that's what it is. I'm watching this from a distance. Yes, it is that. It's that emotion. Okay? So now, from here, bring your attention into where is that in your physical body, that emotion. Where's that emotion in your physical body? Right? So where is that in your physical body? And so I just checked in, and with the physical one, your tendency is to go to where the upset is. So that's what I did. I went there. It's like, no, that's not where it is. That's not where the emotion is held. The emotion is held is in my upper back and lower neck. That's where mine is. So, and yours might be where the physical upset is, or it might be somewhere else. So just go where the emotion is. And now we're going to bring our attention into that area as this beautiful observer. So we're going to embrace and embody this notion of observer. Maybe it's like a guardian angel or an archangel and we're embodying that. Or maybe we're a fairy godmother, or maybe we're a spiritual scientist, or maybe we are the like a mothering energy, archetypal mothering energy, like Mary, Mother Mary. So we're going to embody that. So find whatever feels right for you to really allow you to be the observer. And just feel yourself moving into that observer state, knowing that we are going to bring this observer to a little one inside, that area that we just acknowledged was holding the emotion. So as the observer, know that we're going to be this observer supporting this little one, this younger version of us, okay? So what's it feel like right now to be the observer? And really solidify that by describing it to yourself, shining the light of consciousness of what it feels like to be the observer. Embodying the guardian angel of Mother Mary. That's it. Good, good. So now that you're really embodied into this observer energy, you're going to bring that observer version of you to this area of your physical body. So in my case, I'm going to my upper back, lower neck. And we're going to pretend that we can go right into that area. And as we go into that area, as the observer, we see the younger version of us. We see the younger version of us. That's it. And as we see the younger version of us, we just say to them, I'm here for you, and I'm not leaving you. I'm here, and I'm present with you and for you, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to support you and acknowledge you, and I'm not leaving you. There we go. There's a beautiful shift that just happened when we notice that we are super present, and our little one notices that we aren't leaving. That's it. And you really, again, remember that you're the observer there in support, and that means that you're a little detached from them. And they actually get a sense of this detachment in a really cool way. They sense that as you are detached in a way, you're giving them space to just be them. And that's what the gift is of you being the observer for them, is that you get to be give them space to just be them. Isn't that wonderful? That's it. And so now, we're going to just say to them, you know, this emotion that you actually shared with me was going on, the emotion behind the physical upset. This is a really good time for you to express that emotion. this is a really good time for you to express that emotion. And so we, remember, we're the observer and they're the ones feeling. So we're observing their feeling. We're observing their feeling. Okay? Now, if any of you feel yourself diving into the emotion, notice it. See if you can move back into the observer. And if not, then just say to the little one, I care and love you, care about you and love you so much that I am willing to feel this with you. You say to them, I'm willing to feel this with you because I love you and care about you so much. And that's for those of you who are really feeling this emotion yourself. It's really important that they get a chance to feel and know that there's a separation between what they're feeling and what you're feeling. They're feeling, you're observing. Okay? So we're going to allow our little ones to just feel and finally give voice to something that was not able to be voiced before. That in the moment, the very first time they felt this feeling, so in my case it was injustice and grief, that they weren't able to express it because it wasn't safe. In fact, for some of you, it may have even been dangerous. So they brilliantly held the beliefs in these walnuts, hard coating that protected the energy of the emotion from them. It was a smart, brilliant, incredible, wonderful strategy. And so we thank them for repressing this emotion in that moment so that we could survive. Thank you. Thank you for saving us, truly, by repressing the emotion so we could survive. So thank you, beautiful one. We thank them. As the observer, we say thank you for helping us to survive. And now it's time to finally give voice. To crack open that walnut and give voice to what was previously not safe to voice. It's time. And so we allow them to just finally express the grief. And we notice, how are they expressing it? How are they reacting to this whole thing? And as we do that, we say to them, oh, we are not asking you to change. We don't require anything from you. You don't have to do anything. This is your space. We encourage you and we give you permission, but you don't need our permission to feel the feelings and finally let them loose. But we aren't asking you to change. You can feel this until the cows come home. You can feel this to eternity. Because for some of us, this emotion feels like it's an ocean. Like for me, it's an ocean of grief. And it's okay. It's okay that it is that. We don't need any of this to change. We just allow the feelings to finally be expressed. That's right. And so we just are there and present for them, and we just share with them. I love you, my love. I love you. I love you. Thank you for helping us to survive. I love you. And it's good that you're feeling this. It's good. And just keep feeling and expressing. And as they're doing that, you and them are noticing that this portal has been opened, if you will. It's as if them finally breaking out and feeling these emotions that were held for so long has cracked open this portal that is allowing this energy of love to move in. This beautiful, sweet, pure love is now moving in and filling the space. And embracing them and loving them and honoring them and acknowledging them. And there's also within this energy of love is this beautiful energy of compassion. It's as if for some of you, this is not true for all, but for some of you, it's saying, they're there. They're there. They're there. And this beautiful energy is nurturing and loving and honoring. That's right, and it's filling the space. And they can keep feeling the feeling and be supported by the beautiful love. And this love is actually them. It's them. It just got held back by the repression. And so now the beautiful love that they are is able to enter in as they finally express this emotion. And they just express and express. And the love pours in and pours in. And we get to say, of course you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way. That feeling is appropriate. It's right. It was right when it happened and you couldn't feel it. And I'm so sorry that happened. Of course you would feel that way. That is an appropriate emotion. That is appropriate feeling. Of course you would. And I'm so sorry for what happened. I love you so much. And we just allow them to express and express and express. That's it. There we go. There we go. There's a powerful healing singularity happening right now. That's it. And we just keep telling them we love them. We tell them how much we care about them. We don't try and stop the emotion in any way. We notice that we're the observer and they're the ones feeling. We're observing their feeling. We're observing their feeling. And if you're diving into the feeling with them, just say, I'm willing to feel this with you so that they know that they get to feel it, that they're not being oppressed by your emotions. That's it. That's it. And we watch as the love flows in and they start to notice that the love that's filling this space that is them is actually diluting in a way this original upsetting emotion, uncomfortable emotion. That the love is, it's not making the original emotion less significant, it's simply changing the dynamic of the significance so that the love becomes more significant than the emotion. There we go. There we go. And so we watch as they start to really feel that the love becomes the dominant force here. That's it. That's it. And for some of you, it's as if they emote until they're spent. And that's good. That's a good thing. And we just thank them for their incredible bravery and courage as they held those original emotions until this moment. And now they're expressing them and the love is able to be experienced and they remember the love that they are and the power that they are. That's it. There we go. Oh, wow. There's a beautiful resolution that just happened there. That's it. And now what's happening is I do this little thing where I remove any old dust bunnies that are no longer needed of the old pattern, of the old emotion, of the old beliefs, of the old coping mechanisms. And usually what happens here is it's kind of a metaphor, but I see a big, huge universal vacuum cleaner that is coming in to, again, remove those old dust bunnies of beliefs that are no longer required in this new pattern of being that we've just created. That's it. That's it. There we go. Wow, lovely. Okay, so now we're going to ask these beautiful little ones that are now standing in their power, if you will. They're now standing in the power of their being. Wow. We're going to ask them, what is it that you need now, beautiful one? What is it that you need now? I want you to notice that your mind often wants to, at this point, take over and contribute. So we're just going to say thank you very much, mind. But we're going to let them answer, okay? So they're going to answer. They're going to say, oh, what I need now is. And so they're answering. We're going to let them answer. That's it. And so now I'm going to ask my little one, what is it that you need now, my love? Yeah, so my little one said hugs and love. What does your little one share? You can write in the comments on Facebook if you'd like. You can write in the form here on the web version on if you'd like. What is it that you need now? What do you need now, little one? And let them tell you. Let them tell you. Okay, good, 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 good. And so hugs and love was mine. So whatever's your is, share it on Facebook, if you would. What is it that your little one needs now? And now you say, yeah, playtime. And let's see if I can see some of these. Fun, refreshing water, love and support, compassion, embrace. That's it. So you take these things now and you say to them, little one, can you show me what it would be like if we could feel the full expression of that? So in my case, it's love and hugs. I'd say to her, beautiful little Jenny, can you show me what it would feel like to feel the full expression of love and hugs? What would that be like? And let them show you. Again, you don't have to use your mind to figure it out. Let them show you. What would that be like if it were coursing through your body? What would it be like if you could feel that expression completely and fully? So I'm going to let you give you about 30 seconds now to just feel what that feels like. And again, what we're doing now is we're shining the light of consciousness on what it would feel like to feel the full expression on that. And when we do that, we are awakening it. And when we're doing that, we're actually creating a new neural pathway. We're creating a pathway of something that got long held. And what's also being released here is the truth of who you are. That is the diamond that was held in the middle of that walnut of repressed energy. And that diamond now is, it's, oh, the little one is plucking the diamond up and handing it to us, and they have one as well, and both of you are putting it in your heart. And now it explodes into your physical, emotional, and mental body. So in my case, love and hugs are exploding in my body. I can feel it, what the vibration is, this somewhat ecstatic feeling for some of you. And we're shining the light of consciousness on it. It's now in our heart. It's part of us now. We've kind of regathered it into us. It's something that was slightly repressed for a while. And now we've got it back again. And we feel it. And now let's describe, what does that feel like? What does that feel like? To have it back. That's it. That's it, beautiful. And now, in this moment, as we're really feeling the expression of the truth of who we are, we feel the diamond in our heart. As we feel all of that in this moment, we just look at what the original thing, what was the thing that was upsetting, and notice if it's changed. I'm noticing that there's more clarity in my lungs right now. What is it? What's it like for you? There's some of you that have actually experienced a miracle today. And there are some of you that are experiencing a nuanced change. And what if that's all possible and true? What if that's all possible and true? Now remember, the neural pathway gym. Sometimes what happens now is that old thing, that old pattern, that old habit, that old emotion, the habit of emotion that has held this part of our physicality in this state of dis-ease, it may show up. Some people may have a mini healing crisis. But consider that it's up and out now. It's up and out, right? So it's leaving us. Instead of something that's like, uh-oh, it's coming back again, oh no, and it's spiraling down. No. Right now, we can shine the light of consciousness in a new way. Not everyone's going to experience this. Some of you might. And if in the next 24 to 48 hours, this thing that's been chronic appears to get a little worse, what if? It's because you brought consciousness to it and it's coming up and out. So I'd recommend listening to this Feel Better Day 5 again. Do this exercise again. Again, spontaneous transformation technique is a practice. It's not just a healing technique. It's a practice that you use in the moment of upset. The upset happens. What am I feeling? Where is that in my physical body? Be the observer. Bring the observer to the little one. Allow the little one to feel and express. And then ask, what is it that you need now? Do go to the Neural Pathway Gym. Go to Spontaneous Transformation, okay? And so for those, some of you, it's just simply God. So use what's showing up. Your beautiful life, every moment of it, is an energy and frequency and megahertz of love. Showing up in different densities, different hues, different frequencies, to nudge you into a greater form of love. And that is what's happening here too. Now, before we finish day five, there's one more thing I'm being nudged to tell you, which is one of my basic tenets, and that is about tears. About tears. Crying. I would love for you to bring consciousness to what crying is now, a new level of consciousness, to awaken to what if tears are simply release. That's it. And sometimes our mind says a story that when we cry, it means that we're sad. And then it spirals into something different than its original intention, which was release. Crying is a beautiful release. So when you're crying, if you're crying, you can say this little affirmation. Just tears, no story. Just tears, no story. Just tears, no story. And that creates a whole different dynamic that allows the tears to release the energy. Now, release also happens in lots of other different ways. There's heat. There's some people burp. So sound can create a nice release. So in this moment, let's just do a little sound together, okay? A little sound healing. Some of you who have been listening on the audio may have heard my sound vibration chants. I do sound vibration. I do chants and soul songs. I've been doing it for, almost 30 years. This is part of a little sound vibration release. And, of course, in the Feel Better Mastery, I'm going to be doing soul songs as part of that as well. So let's do a little sound here. Everyone, here's how it looks. I'm going to do one, and then you can join me, okay? It goes like this. You take a nice deep breath in, and you make a noise, a real noise on the exhale. And then you can take your tongue. It creates a beautiful release. Okay? So everyone do that with me if you can. Take a deep breath in. There we go. Whew, that felt good. Oh my gosh. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. I am so blown away by your commitment, your willingness to try something. Some of you have never heard of me before and you just dove in. I'm so pleased. And remember, if you want to continue this amazing journey, I've put together this wonderful program. It's a healing intensive. It's called the Feel Better Mastery, and we are taking this to the quantum. What you're going to experience there that you weren't able to, that I couldn't get into the just 5 days and 40 minutes a day, is soul songs and sound vibration healing. There's attunements that you're going to experience there. Attunements are like Reiki. I discovered a couple years back that I have this ability to do these attunements, and it actually tunes your system in a specific frequency. So you'll be experienced the Feel Better attunement, okay? You're going to be experienced the advanced and very nuanced explanation of a lot of what we've experienced here in a way more advanced way. And I'm really excited to share that with you. We're going to take the foundation that you've got here. You've got a beautiful foundation here to a whole nother level so that you get to then also, on top of that, you get to every single, where there's 10 workshops, and then there's a heal-a-thon at the end, which is about 4 hours. And I'm going to be working with you all the way through. You get to raise your hand, I'll open the lines here on the audio, and you get to actually speak with me directly, ask me your questions, you get to play with me, you get to say, oh my gosh, Jen, but what about this? I get a lot of questions, yeah, but what about this? And that's great. And we get to play together. And when you hear someone else's mind working and you watch me move and gyrate around their mind, oh my gosh, you get to see yourself in reflection. It's so powerful. So we're going to play for 5 weeks, 10 sessions. They're going to be about 75 to 90 minutes each. There's going to be sound vibration, advanced work. You've got a fantastic foundation here. In fact, I have to tell you that I have never worked with a group, and I can feel all those who are in the future, too, that are being attracted to this work. I've never worked with a group that got it so quickly. Seriously, I am just blown away by how well you're doing. And so we're going to take this amazing foundation we've done in the five-day challenge, and we're going to go for it in the Feel Better Mastery. So there's a couple ways to access that. If you go to feelbettermastery.com, that's the advanced course. You can go check it out, feelbettermastery.com. You can also write mastery in the comments here right now, and I'll send you a little blurb on what it's all about on Facebook Messenger. So I'll message you a private message that says mastery. Or if you're on the listening salon right now, you can see that there's also the Feel Better Mastery little promo box there that tells you a little bit more about it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to play with you in this. Oh my God, my heart is like exploding right now as I get to notice and feel those of you who are being called into this program, that we get to go so much deeper. Oh my gosh, and into the advanced stuff. By the end of that 5 weeks, you will not believe what you know about who you are. You will not believe the things that you were able to change and accomplish and transform. Cool, huh? So for those of you who it's not in the cards, totally okay. I've got a couple of different payment plans that you can use there. And I just saw an angry face that went across there. I wonder if that was a mistake or if someone's angry that I'm trying to share something more. I'm okay with that if you're angry with me for sharing something more. That's you, and you get to use that. So if any of you are angry right now that I am sharing about the Feel Better Mastery, use it. Use it. Go to the Neural Pathway Gym, because it's just a reaction that happened for a really good reason. It happened for a really good reason. The reason you're angry is because there's something that happened a long time ago that said, I'm not allowed to have, or whatever it is. So use it. Go to the Neural Pathway Gym. Find your power again. And in that power, you will create. For those of you who feel this isn't in the cards for you, even financially, my goodness gracious, go back to the prosperity one day three. And you won't believe how you can change things really quickly by doing what we did in these 5 days as a practice. Now, I'm going to keep the five-day challenge open for a couple more days. There's going to be some more surprises next week. Okay, so watch your email, because I'm going to be doing some more surprises. Okay? Okay, I'm going to give you a little hint. Well, first of all, we've got a live Q&A, and I might do another one. So you'll already get a little sampling of what it's going to be like in the Feel Better Mastery tomorrow. For those of you who are wondering, it's on your listening salon as the bonus live Q&A. You can go there. And I think there's going to be more, too, that I'm going to be playing with. Your guides keep nudging my guides and saying, oh, we want more. So there's likely going to be a little bit more. And all of it will give you a little sampling of what it's going to be like to play in the Feel Better Mastery. Thank you again for letting me share about the Feel Better Mastery. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being part of the five-day challenge. I love you so much. I love you, love you, love you. I'm so grateful. I truly, I hope you feel this. Oh, man, I'm just getting chills and heat at the same time. I feel so privileged and honored that at some point in time on our soul's journey, we agreed to join together here. I really feel so privileged and honored. There's lots of healers that are here, and I know that most of you are probably just on the same path and know that I'm no better than anyone here. That's for freaking sure. Right on the path with you. I'm learning every day. But if you're feeling that I can support you more, then join me in the Feel Better Mastery program. And thank you for being part of the five-day challenge. Listen to these shows again. This is a practice. I love you. I thank you for being part of this. And hopefully I'll see you for our bonus call that's happening tomorrow, probably a few more calls, and in the Feel Better Mastery, right? Oh, my gosh, how exciting. I'll see you soon. I love you. Mwah. Bye-bye now.